This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America if you want to follow us over there too. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things that we have to offer. And joining us right now from California, the Professor of Politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, we heard from Fred in Sarasota, and he gave us one of those interesting comments that just one of those that you got to repeat because of the way he said it. He's reminding you that when I give you the temperature at 2 o'clock in the morning, we're on the downward side of the cycle, and you're at 11 o'clock at night out there, so you're always going to be warmer.
Well, yeah, I think he's got a point because we're 3 hours in the past. And so.
However, I want to point out to Fred that I've been out there a number of times at 11 o'clock at night, and it's been colder.
It's been colder. It could also be really warm at night sometimes.
Yeah.
It just depends. But we're actually getting a huge temperature drop on Tuesday because of
that's
the onshore flow that's coming in. Yeah.
That's not good. That means storms. Well, okay, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To
the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And we remind everybody that the words under God, our country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values, something that other people don't want you to know about, but we're going to remind you because that's in our Constitution. Go look at it if you don't believe me. Now, let's start out here with something different because we haven't talked about the situation with Durham and what's going on there and the stuff that we found out about. There's a wall that's closing in on the Hillary Clinton folks. And I believe, color me positive on this one, I believe that some Clinton folks are going to go down in a blaze of glory. Now, Hillary is probably still untouchable unless somebody blows a whistle on her. But Devin Nunes yesterday, who was a former congressman, and now he's running Trump's social media empire, which is about ready to kick off, he said the Durham probe will yield more Clinton camp indictments. I believe him.
Yeah, I believe that as well. And I think former DNI Radcliffe was also talking about the idea that there will be a lot more indictments coming down. Certainly, I think people that were in Hillary's orbit, for sure. But one of the things that we'll be watching here, Captain, number one, in terms of the reaction to all this, watch Democrat officials, Congress people, senators, Democrat party elite officials and so forth, watch them closely because they will be so tongue-tied trying to get out of this, and they will simply try to bring up Donald Trump, and they'll actually try to foist upon you the whole Russia, Russia, Russia thing all over again, even though we now know that they paid money, the Clinton campaign, according to these filings, paid money to infiltrate the servers and then infiltrate the president-elect Trump at that time too, trying to stitch together this whole narrative. So watch what the Democrats do, and then also watch how this story is squelched in the legacy or mainstream media. But you know,
already has
been. Captain,
already has been.
Well, it already has been. That's right. But more and more people are going to be hearing about this because, as we know, even rank and file Democrats are tuning out of places like CNN, and they're actually tuning in places like Fox News.
And, and my show.
And the Captain's America,
yep.
And Newsmax, and the whole kit and caboodle, they are going to be hearing about this. The Democrat Party elite and their friends in the media are going to have a devil of a time trying to make like this never happened, or they'll never hear about it.
Well, you name me one show that's on the air right now that's talking about this live and in living color. Nobody.
Well, right, exactly. But as you see some of these people be questioned about this in news conferences or as they're walking through the halls and so forth, they're going to look like a deer in the headlights about this stuff.
Now, for the people that use TikTok, and I don't, and I won't, because I know about this, TikTok is a feeding frenzy of information for the Chinese Communist Party and their intelligence services. Because this is something that was developed by the Chinese government specifically to get information on people and to be able to source it. And that's a warning. That's a warning that's been put out there before numerous times by not only our government, but also by cybersecurity experts like Casey Fleming, the CEO of the strategic advisory firm Black Ops Partners. TikTok, don't use it. Hold that thought, Kyle. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. TikTok is not a friendly source that you should be using.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
By the way, today you get a double dose of me. Because not only will I be at Mission Barbecue for lunch on West Waters for our Have Lunch for the Captain series, but tonight I'll also be at the Tampa Bay Trump Club for the largest Trump Club get-together of anywhere in the state of Florida. And we usually have at least a couple hundred people there. Sometimes we have more than that. Depends on who we're going to have and what we're going to be doing. But we meet every other month at Mugs. Over at Almerton at 53rd in the ICOT Center. They have a big room there, a big meeting room. So it starts at 6:30. If you want to come on out and meet some like-minded people, I'll be there. And a whole bunch of people that you know or don't know and want to make new friends with will be there too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is something that I take to help me with the problem that I have. I've been taking it for more than 7 years. And what this does is with the swelling and with the inflammation and with the pain that I have in my left foot and my ankle, as well as my back, as well as my shoulder and my wrist because of the injuries I've had there, this actually helps me because it will go right straight to the source of the pain and get rid of it. And I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It has the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. And, of course, that's the product that goes right straight to the pain and lowers or eliminates it altogether and also helps to relieve the inflammation and the swelling that you've got going on. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, all something that's good for you that your body needs to have anyway. So check it out. Online, the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and you can try the 1995 Quick Start. That gets it all started. You get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and they have a lot of other things there, too. And the reason I have the website is to introduce you to a lot of their other health products, which will help you out with situations and problems that you have. Plus, they have a complete line of vitamins there, too. And I've been taking this product for going on 7+ years, and I'm telling you, it works, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, coming to America, pain at the pump. I'll explain. Fuel prices in the United Kingdom have just hit historic highs, $7.60 to $7.70 per gallon for the regular gasoline.
Right. Yes, this is huge. Yeah.
What would you do if it got that high in your neighborhood?
Well, you know what would happen, Captain, is people would start making a lot of different decisions about where they're going, what they're buying. If they have to drive to work and they can't really cut back on their driving, they're going to cut back on other things.
How about this one? Do you not think because of the average Joe that has to work, there would not be a movement to impeach Biden right now over this?
Well, it could. It has to be a real critical mass, you know, that affects all over the different parts of the country.
I can't see anybody in their right mind that would sit there and go, oh, this is good. Now we can all drive electric cars, or we can fly my electric broom.
Well, exactly. Well, because the reality would start hitting. You know, in other words, people couldn't sort of gloss over it, you know, any longer. And certainly they would hear the messaging that would be coming their way over the mainstream media. They just simply wouldn't believe it. And they would actually be insulted by it at that point.
Well, I told you about a friend of mine who came in and knew that he didn't have enough power in his electric vehicle to get home. So he found a Wawa store, grocery or gasoline station, knowing that they had the electric chargers around back, pulled in, plugged his car in, walked inside, got something to eat, spent about a half an hour in the store, walked back out. His vehicle was up to a 25% charge, which was more than enough that he needed to get himself back home. But if he had dilly-dallied around or stayed out on the interstate, they would have pushed his car back where it came from.
Well, right, exactly. So the ranges have to be there. The infrastructure has to be there.
And it's not.
The power production. Yeah, it's not. It's not even close. And the power production also has to be there. So, it becomes this sort of this messaging thing where, hey, electric car's good. Gas-powered car's bad. So you want to be good, right? So you need to go get an electric car and join the club, you know. But it's not viable en masse right now.
Yeah, well, where's my diesel truck when I need it?
Go ahead.
I had a Dodge 2500 Ram with a 300 Cummins in it, and it had two 30-gallon tanks. And I could put 60 gallons of diesel in that, and I could go all the way to Nashville, Tennessee.
I'll bet. Right. Right. Well, and then the ironic thing is that you might have to take out some kind of gas-powered generator to charge up an electric car. I mean, it seems to defeat the whole global warming purpose or something at that point.
Now, the GOP congressmen, several GOP congressmen and women, are calling for a probe of the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas on the illegal immigrants that he is personally authorizing being released into the U.S.
Well, it's the non sequitur, Captain, to so many Americans. They just don't see how you can get around common sense with this. There doesn't seem to be, you know, some kind of compelling reason that, you know, if Mayorkas would just tell everybody, here's why we're releasing illegal aliens into the United States, and everybody would go, oh, okay, yeah, we never really thought about it like that before, but now we see your whole point. There's nothing he can say that would convince people like that.
What do you think about the judge in Sarah Palin's case, that's a lawsuit against the defamation case against the New York Times, saying that he's going to release, he's going to cancel the lawsuit, and the jury hasn't even made a decision yet?
Yeah, that's, well, you know, we've seen, I mean, this happens in the judicial system. A judge can say a plaintiff has not made their case, but it's interesting to here we go with Sarah Palin, with the obvious political angles on that and so forth. It's probably not good because you'd want the jury to hear both sides.
Well, what if the jury decides that they do have a case and she did win it?
Right. See, that's the thing. And we're entitled to a jury trial for things like this. And I think the politics may be entering into it here.
Now, I think the 2022 midterms are going to mirror what we saw in 2010 with Newt Gingrich and company.
Well, it very well could. I mean, we see the writing on the wall, that the kingdom of the Democrats has been weighed in the balance and found wanting, basically. And it's not just Republicans, it's not just conservatives. This is rank and file Democrats across the highways and byways. They're all looking at what the Democrats are bringing about, and they don't like it. They know that it's damaging our society, it's damaging our daily lives, it's damaging our pocketbooks. You know, you name it. And I think that that wave is coming. And so the whole idea, you would think, is the Democrat Party elite would try to shift their strategy. And they, to some degree, they've done a little bit here and there, like Nancy Pelosi trying to say, oh, the Democrat Party is not about defunding the police. Well, people think, really? Okay, come on, you can't fool us. And I might even go as far to say, Captain, they find it to be malarkey. Joe Bidenism. There you go.
How about AOC claiming that democracy may be doomed as she pushes her own demands?
I heard her say that. And, you know, she said, well, you know, the government can do all these things and whatnot. And I'm sitting there listening to this and I'm thinking, aren't you giving us the playbook of exactly what the authoritarian, you know, people of the liberal, left authoritarians? Yeah, this is exactly the playbook. And it's, you know, we're not going to have a democracy in 10 years. You know, honestly, I don't know how nobody can take her seriously when she says these kinds of things, because it just has no basis in reality.
Back years ago, when she first came into Congress, the country was going to burn up and we weren't going to have a country in 2 years.
Right, exactly.
How'd that work out?
To the earth or something. Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Well, exactly. It's all just sensationalism.
All right. Hold that thought. Coming right back, folks, and more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
If Russia invades Ukraine, there will be far-reaching sanctions. So says German President Olaf Scholz, who met with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Scholz pledged solidarity with Zelensky, saying Ukraine's sovereignty is non-negotiable. The meeting of the two leaders come as the West continues to use many diplomatic channels as possible to de-escalate tensions. Zelensky floated the possibility of dropping his country's goal of joining NATO. It's an issue at the heart of the conflict with Russia, and a reversal from Sunday when he said Ukraine would seek to join the alliance. Police in Albuquerque have arrested a man suspected of stabbing 11 people over the weekend as he rode a bicycle. 42-year-old Tobias Gutierrez has been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The stabbings appear to have been committed at random. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. Support you need to...
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And I'm looking forward to that, but it's a doubleheader day today because not only do we have Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue at lunchtime today from 11:30 to 1:30 over at West Waters, but we also have tonight the Tampa Bay Trump Club, and I'll be over there. And that starts at 6:30. It's a two-hour session, and you're welcome to stop by. Mugs over there at Olmerton and 53rd, right there in Pinellas Park, on the north side of Olmerton. And we have a great time there. We have a lot of great people, all like-minded people, Trump folks, and if you're into Donald Trump and supporting him and listening to like-minded people, that's the place to be tonight at 6:30 p.m. Now, I want to mention, talk to Dawn yesterday from MyPillow.com, and Dawn, of course, is Mike Lindell's right-hand gal, and she was telling me about how happy she was with all the people they've been talking to that have been calling in, telling them the captain sent them. And that's all great because when you go to MyPillow.com, you're going to see special after special after special after special. And then they've got that page that I tried to send everybody to. It's called the Radio Listener Specials page. Radio Listener Specials page. And when you go over there, you'll see a lot of things there, about 150 items on that page. Now, let's not forget that you have to have a promo code to get the big prices that are there, and you'll save 50%. You'll save 67%. You'll save 75%. You'll have some items there that's buy one, get one. The promo code will always be the word captain. The word captain, that's your promo code. And if you want to call them up on the phone, talk to a live person, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, promo code captain, mypillow.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How's your supply now stuff?
It's good. It's good. We're enjoying the Giza sheets. They're really nice. And the towels are phenomenal. So definitely want to check those out.
Okay, before I go to the caller, we just got an email here from Fred in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning, Fred. He's saying, don't let us get too excited about this latest Durham referral of a former Hillary lawyer. The AG's office under Merrick Garland is still the swamp, and they can slow walk this. Well, sure. Meanwhile, AG Garland has more important things to do investigating the January 6th insurrection. Well, that's all true, but there's one little thing. There's more indictments coming that have nothing to do with A.G. Garland. They're coming from the Durham group, which is a separate campaign altogether. And watch and see what happens if it doesn't get real busy here along towards election time.
Yep, that's exactly right. This was set up so that it would continue following the Trump administration. That's right. So he's working on his own thing.
Yep, and nobody can bother him. He's home free on this because of the way it was set up. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. I think this is Elliot. Is that you, Elliot?
Yeah, yes, it is, Captain. Good morning to you and Kyle. And, yes, Durham is on a roll. Please don't mess with the guy. Let him do his thing, Captain. Captain, look here. The cat is out the bag. I am appalled at John Brennan, Robert Mueller, and Jake Sullivan disloyalty for spying on President Trump. Now, this is dishonest leftist tactics on steroids, from Hillary to the go-to law firms to the hand-picked team she commands to seek out and destroy Trump any and every way possible. Now, Durham and his investigators is to be applauded. America, during the transfer of power between December 2020 to January 2021, Joe Biden dispatched Jake Sullivan to Central America. He's got the largest Central American news station inviting all Central Americans to come one, come all. The southern border officially opens lawlessly under Joe Biden. Today, strangers from parts unknown, over 150 different countries, are in our back and front yards. They are bringing their customs and habits. President Biden sends thousands of soldiers to protect Ukraine borders while leaving our southern borders wide open to the world. Thank you, Captain. Have a great day.
Yeah, and no one should be surprised that they're doing that because we were told they were going to do that when they got elected.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And it is kind of ironic, isn't it, Captain, that the White House seems to be really concerned about the territorial integrity and the sovereign borders of Ukraine, but they could care less about the sovereign borders of the United States.
Does that have anything to do with all the money that they got?
Well, could be, but also there are other reasons. They're looking to destabilize the country, the United States, that is.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about Hunter Biden and company when they got all that money.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, back to the drawing board here. Does anybody really know what was said during the Super Bowl halftime show? I'm still trying to get my Captain Midnight secret decoder to try to figure out what was said during that halftime show.
Well, kind of like what we were talking about before. I mean, it was hip-hop and rap. They had Dr. Dre. They had Snoop Dogg. They had Eminem, Mary J. Blige. You know, and I'm not opposed to hip hop or rap music. It's just that the whole show was just kind of dull. And I don't think a whole lot of people thought it was, as it was kind of billed, as the greatest halftime show ever in the history of the Super Bowl. I just don't know if it rose to that occasion.
Well, the music had a beat. I'll give you that. But, you know, when all you hear is, yo, yo, buddy, yeah, hey, yeah, boo, boo, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, what the hell are they saying, Kyle?
Well, you know, it's difficult to hear anything that was going on. It just wasn't presented in the greatest possible way. And I think it was just hard to try to figure out what we were supposed to kind of be looking at. What was your focus supposed to be? There was just a lot going on all at the same time. And I just think it missed the mark. It just, usually Super Bowl halftime shows are supposed to be really big spectacles and kind of something you go, wow, this is something we don't always see, but it was just okay. You know, it doesn't even have to do with the genre of music. I just think it was just dull.
Okay. Now, no government, I'm going to read you a statement here and see what you think. No government, okay, can make as many mistakes and errors about COVID as ours did. It requires intent.
Well, you know, it's so funny, and I mean strange by funny, because typically, I mean, if there was a disease, we'd try to be like fighting that disease with as many different weapons as we possibly can. But the government stepped in and said, there's only one weapon. It's called a lockdown, and don't ask any more questions after that. If you do, then you're not following science. You're not trusting science.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, let me see here. Let's go over here. The Never Trump forces, and I'm going to CPAC, by the way, folks. I'll be there on Saturday, I believe it's the 26th. But anyway, Never Trump forces are gathering ahead of CPAC. And leading the way is the Bolton, as in John Bolton, Opposition Research Polling Group.
Interesting. Well, you know, they see that the clouds gathering on the horizon here of a possible Trump run again. But we have to kind of get through 2022 to really see what the lay of the land is going to be in terms of what could come up for the presidential election. And that goes for the Republicans and the Democrats. You know, they're waiting to see just how bad it is on the Democrat side to see how they're going to find a way to put up a new standard bearer. And that standard bearer is not going to be Kamala Harris. I think we could make a safe bet on that. But what happens in November is going to drive everything that happens after that. Then it'll intensify.
And by the way, the bill to ban the congressional stock trades, which could save the millions, is being proposed as we speak.
Well, right, because the optics are bad, and of course you've got some of the mainstayers there, the lifers, as it were, in Congress. They've already made their millions, and now they can try to come out smelling like a rose by saying, you know, this has to stop. You know,
Nancy has made $200 million since all this started.
Yeah, it's a great gig if you can get it, I guess. And you know what that $200 million buys, Captain? It buys an awful lot of gourmet ice cream that you can enjoy while everybody else is locked down and trying to get food.
Eric just said something in the chat room that he this is what he thought they said. I don't think they said that, Eric. I think it was a lot more graphic than that. But I don't really care. I didn't watch it. I knew it was going to be what it was going to be. I didn't want to see it. I'm not going to waste my time with it. I waited 30 minutes and turned it back on, and then we had some football game going on. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. It's Tuesday. Don't forget Mission Barbecue over there, 11:30 to 1:30. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
if I just want to celebrate. How about it, Kyle?
I love it. I love that song. Yeah,
that happened
right.
to be the break music we were playing, but we came back in with that. By the way, cool. I got a whole bunch of comments coming in here from the peanut gallery. All right, well, you go ahead and take it away with the weather in the West.
All right, well, thank you, Captain. Of course, okay, folks, we've got some rain and sleet to tell you about up in northern Idaho tonight. A place called Moscow, not Moscow, Russia, but Moscow, Idaho. You definitely have some sleet coming across the road there along Highway 95. Also, over in Montana near Great Falls, heading down, I should say, towards about Wolf Creek, you've got rain and sleet there in the mix. Also, heading out northeast of Great Falls up towards Fort Benton. You've also got rain and sleet in the mix there as well. Sleet coming across the interstate down near Twin Falls, Idaho, so be aware of that. Also across I-80, this is going to be in the area of Battle Mountain, actually a little bit west of that, as you head across I-80 over towards about Lovelock. As you're heading towards Reno, you've got that rain across the road. Also, Interstate 80 west out of Reno on the California side near Truckee, you've got sleet going across the road there. Tonight as well. Also, winter weather advisories, of course, in Montana near Missoula, down south of Great Falls, as we were just talking about. But wind in the American Southwest, all through Arizona, wind advisory there. Wind advisories coming up in Southern California, and also in the Central Valley as well, heading up towards from Fresno all the way up through Sacramento, up north towards Redding as well. Red flag warning in most of New Mexico tonight. Be careful of gusty winds there.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, if you don't like the weather in the Midwest, just hang in there. It's going to change. Right now, you got some windy conditions, some fire, dry conditions across going home through Kansas and through Oklahoma, coming out of Amarillo, almost all the way to Oklahoma City, and down through Lubbock and down towards, let's see here, Midland, and then down below and east of El Paso. You've got some dry conditions down there. But that's all going to change. As the weather system coming across is going to create a storm. Now, we do have the beginnings of it. You can see what's going on here coming off the Great Lakes, the way the wind's blowing right now. You've got rain, light rain around Chicago, over across the northern part of Indiana, and over across 94 in Michigan, almost all the way to Michigan, and almost all the way to Toledo along I-80 and I-90. And then you've got a little heavier rain down the southern part of Indiana and the southeastern corner of Illinois tonight, so be advised of that. Then, of course, up in the Upper Peninsula, it's much colder, and as a result, we have snow. We also have some wind off the lake making it kind of miserable up there, so be advised of that. We also have got some snow tonight in upstate New York, which pretty much started around Oswego County, maybe over by Hannibal, looks like, and then comes over to I-81 and goes up I-81 all the way to the Canadian border, so be advised of that. Now, we got some winds over there on the Atlantic side from Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod. We've also got some wintry conditions, cold weather, and the wind's blowing pretty good down there, Cape May, New Jersey, down into Delaware and down into Maryland and down to North Carolina. We also have very cold temperatures tonight in the deep south. Now, right here where I'm at right now, we're down to, let's see, 43 degrees in the Tampa Bay area. That's unofficial, but it's right here where I'm at sitting in my studio. And it's in the 30s and 20s above us. So be advised, it's going to be one of those nights. And then, of course, we've got some windy conditions along the east coast of Florida, around down into the Keys, and then back up around. And then, in particular, when you get up to Big Bend, it comes back around and goes all the way over to New Orleans, where we've got what looks like some dry weather there with the wind. And that's all going to change because we have this system that's going to be working its way across. And pretty much I-40 down to I-20, you're going to see some rough weather here over the next 24 hours once this conversion takes place. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot and Flying J, and we appreciate you stopping by there. And don't forget, you can become a member of the Drivers Club. And let me see here. Okay, let me go back on over here. All right, we have Denise Simon with us from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, you were there, and then you weren't. It was like, say, I'll tell you what. I'll mention this just briefly because we've got a lot of things to talk about. 1,500 New York City workers lost their jobs after failing to comply with a mandate that they're vaccinated for COVID. Now, this is the dismissals that are going on from the ranks of the NYPD, FDNY, Department of Education, and other agencies. There is a huge lawsuit, I know, that's coming soon about all this.
I think it's actually already in the pipeline.
Okay.
You know, vaccinations cannot be a one-size-fits-all. And there are some that have, you know, maybe have already had COVID, too, that, where they have the immunity that is more powerful than the vaccine. So I hope that things certainly move forward quickly. And if they haven't, then, you know, shame on this court system.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't disagree with you, and I agree with the court system because something's got to be done. And we do know that there's lots in the works right now. Matter of fact, we are going to be talking about Durham and his investigation and more information that came out yesterday about what's about to happen. Because John Ratliff, the former DNI administrator, came on the air last night and rendered his opinion of what he seemed to think. And this is really going to get serious, really going to get serious.
Well, it appears that Durham, we're going to get cut off here in a minute, I'm sure, but Durham
about
30 was
moving seconds.
very methodically, and we're finding out certainly some names here, so on the other side, I'll help with some of those names.
All right, on the other side of the break, folks, we'll get to it. Denise Simon will be back right after the top of our news, so don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood if you like cold temperatures. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I don't like cold temperatures, but I guess we'll have to put up with it. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.